All conditioned phenomena are impermanent. All conditioned phenomena are unreliable. All phenomena are not self. These three aspects of experience, this common, what experience has in common. They're all always in every experience. It's not that sometimes experience is impermanent and sometimes it's unreliable and sometimes it's not self. The three, we can almost think of them as different facets, different understandings that relate to phenomena. They connect. Experience is unreliable because it is impermanent. The impermanent nature of experience means that there's nothing in experience that can be reliably connected with or held to as a place of happiness. And this impermanent, unreliable experience is just this changing, conditioned flow of process, not a self, not a me, not a mine. In that impermanent flow of unreliable experience, there is not a self that can be found. These three anicca, dukkha, anatta, impermanent, unreliable, not self, are often termed the three characteristics of experience. And that phrase, that term, characteristic, the Pali lakana, is a later addition, probably several hundred years after the Buddha, that word relating to these three came. There is in particular a sutta that describes these three relating, connecting to each other. A famous text called the Anatta Lakana Sutta, the characteristic of not self. But that word lakana is not found anywhere in that sutta. The word lakana, characteristic, is not found anywhere in the suttas connected to these three words, anicca, dukkha, anatta. There are other words connected with these three. Perception. The Buddha encourages us to recognize the perception of impermanence, the perception of unreliability, the perception of not self, and encourages us to contemplate. The word anupassana, contemplate impermanence, contemplate unreliability, contemplate not self. Why is this important, this distinction? Again, it comes back to this importance of how language affects our mind and affects how we experience thing, interpretations we put on experience, views that are connected. this word characteristic, when we say impermanence is a characteristic of experience, it sounds like it's something out there, some truth about the nature of external reality. And while it does seem to be true that external reality is impermanent, we have ample evidence of this, that is not so much what the Buddha was interested in terms of freedom from suffering. He pointed to the perception, the way we perceive things as permanent, as being where the suffering lies. Pointing again to whatever we know, all of our experience is not actually what's out there, but what is arising in our minds. And so this is perception at work. What's arising in our minds is perceived. And the Buddha points to this cultivation of the perception of impermanence as a powerful way the mind can release its tendency to cling. The same with cultivation of the perception of unreliability, the perception of not self. Thanissaro Bhikkhu says this about this very languaging around characteristic versus perception. He says, the Buddha's concern is not with trying to give an analysis of the ultimate nature of things outside. He's more interested in seeing how the behavior of things affects our search for happiness. The behavior, and that behavior is the behavior in our minds. So cultivating the perception of impermanence. This morning, the guided reflection was that attunement. It's not something we're making happen. It is more of a turning, a curiosity. The mind has the capacity to see this aspect of experience as there is more continuity, to see this perception, to connect with the experience with this perception of impermanence, the more continuity there is. And sometimes it's not so available, and there the exploration might be, oh, what feels solid? What feels stable? Is it really stable? This perception of impermanence is emphasized over and over and over again in the suttas. It is one of the most pointed to directions for practice. And yet, if what's happening is that the mind is feeling caught or struggling, notice that. Anytime the mind is struggling, there's some way in which The mind is caught by one of these three misperceptions. When there is the experience of suffering, the mind is interpreting or perceiving something as reliable, something as permanent, and something as self. And so that kind of meeting of the suffering, sometimes that's all we can manage at the moment. It's just like, yep, suffering. And even that is touching into that truth. All experience, all conditioned phenomena are dukkha. And sometimes in that being with some kind of suffering, understanding or hearing this framing of suffering as being based on one of those fundamental misunderstandings. Perhaps there can be a curiosity of what is being believed. Sometimes we see the personal level of beliefs. Some of you described that. But sometimes we can also see the more deeply underlying beliefs. It shouldn't be like this. I need control. This is some of the power of that particular question as a way to see the delusions at work in the suffering.